Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today, understanding the prophecies of the end time, keeping up with the developments in the world so that we know what's going on. Now, Jesus made some statements that are fantastic. And if we put the Bible together properly, with his words. Now remember the words of Jesus Christ. He said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall never pass away." Now we can learn a lot from the Bible so that we can follow along what is taking place today. Now there are many apostles, not just in religion, but in technology, in government, in finance. And they all come as angels of light, just like Satan the devil sent from him to deceive this world. Now Jesus said, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." And back in Genesis 6, we've already covered that man's thoughts were only evil continually. And that the whole earth had corrupted itself in God's way. And there was only one man in his family, Noah, and his wife, and his three sons, and their wives. But only on account of Noah. And there are some very important phrases there in Genesis, the sixth chapter, that we need to realize. And it said that Noah was perfect in his generations, or genealogy. Now, why would that be mentioned? Why was God sorry that he had created man? What was man doing that was so evil and awful? Why did God have to destroy all human beings, all animals, all reptiles, and all birds? What was it that happened? Remember the phrase, "As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it also be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man." They weren't just marrying and giving in marriage. They were actually polluting and destroying the creation of the world, the genetic inheritance of human beings and animals. And that's what transhumanism is today, to make superhuman beings. I want you to think about this while you're watching television. Everyone shows how man is able to save himself. Add to man technology and he's improved. And everyone thinks this is great. But every imagination of the thought of his heart is only evil continually. Now, Satan comes along as a benefactor. Satan comes along and says, "I'm going to show you a better way." Satan comes along as the god of technology. And with technology, man is going to be able to save himself. He comes along and says, "We don't need God." No, you need me. You need these technologies. Now, I'm going to cover 10 technologies that are going to change the world in the next 10 years. Now, back in the book of Daniel, chapter 12, so let's go back there and read that, because this becomes important for us to understand, and important to understand how much is contained in this one verse and what it tells us about the world today and accounts for everything that is going on. coupled with the phrase, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. Now let's add this into it. Verse 4, Daniel 12. But you, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro. A lot of travel. Do we have that today? To and fro. How many cars are there? How many planes are there? Boats, whatever means of transportation, bicycles, motorcycles. And we all use them. They're all commonplace today, aren't they? Yes, indeed. You can drive around some of your neighborhoods and see as many as 5 cars for one house. Are they all traveling and going someplace? Do you commute to work? Of course you do. And now we have 7 billion people in the world. Now let's go on. And knowledge shall be increased. Now, both of these phrases do not tell us the intensity or the degree of fulfillment that these will take place. But let's understand something about the Word of God. The Word of God is going to be fulfilled to the maximum, not the minimum. Now, with that said, let's add one more verse from Genesis 11, and I'll just paraphrase it. That God said, behold, the people are all one and the language is one. So God came down and confused their languages because he said, and this they begin to do. And now, nothing that they imagine to do will be restrained from them. Now, I want you to take that verse, and I want you to think about it. And I want you to think about all the modern technologies that are taking place. And a lot of them have a beneficial use. But what is the end going to be with the world being deceived by Satan the devil? Look at what man is able to do now. And we look on these things and some people look at them and say, well, if we can do all of these, and by the way, we have all of these other things on the drawing boards and they're coming down the pike very fast, we don't need God. We don't need the Bible. No, that's for stupid and ignorant people. Here's what we have. 10 technologies that are going to change the world in 10 years. And most of these are going to happen. Now, this was given to us by Dave Evans, whose full-time job is to be chief futurist and chief technologist at Cisco Internet Business Solutions Group. They're planning for the future. They are looking to the next generation of their technologies and beyond. And these things are coming to pass so rapidly that they're able to do so many things. And knowledge is increasing at a way that is almost unfathomable. It says in this report, and this is number 2. I chose to use number 2 first instead of number 1. We'll get back to number 1 in just a minute. Not just big data, but Zeta flood data. About 5 exabytes of unique information were created in 2008. That is 1 billion DVDs fast-forwarded 3 years, and we are creating 1.2 zettabytes, with 1 zettabyte equal to 1,024 exabytes. This is the same as every person on the earth tweeting for 100 years or 125 million years of your favorite one-hour TV show, says Evans. Our love of high-definition video accounts for much of the increase. By Cisco's account, 91% of internet data in 2015 will be video. Knowledge shall be increased beyond anything we have ever thought. And what are they going to produce with this? What are they thinking about how life is going to be? What are they planning for the human race? how do they think they're going to improve it? Because all of this comes under the guise of, we're going to make man better. And come down to a biblical phrase, man will become God. So let's see what they can do with some of the technology that they have today. And on this report, there's a picture of it, a bicycle. And they tell how this bicycle was created. It was printed using nanotechnology. So let's look at number one, the Internet of Things. We have passed the threshold where more things are connected to the Internet than people. The transition IPv6 also supports seemingly endless connectivity. The Cisco IBSG predicts the number of Internet-connected things will reach 50 billion by 2020, which is 6 devices for every person on Earth. Question, how many connective things do you have? PC, smartphones, tablets of various kinds, television devices, and the like? Next up are sensor networks using low-power sensors to collect, transmit, and analyze and distribute data on a massive scale. What is man going to do with this? Well, they're going to do some fantastic things. Now, here's one of them that they've done in Sweden. They've hooked up a tree because all life and everything that there is has an electromagnetic signature, and each one is different. So they hooked up a tree in Sweden, wired it with sensors that tweets its moods and thoughts with a bit of translation help from an interpretive engine developed by Ericsson. A tree speaking. Well, no, it's really not speaking. Those things happen all the time, but now they're able to harness that and look at it and manage it. Number three, the wisdom of the cloud. Now, what is the cloud? The cloud is where if you have a computer, you can use the cloud. Now, the cloud is really a server someplace where everything that is on your computer is stored. And that sounds wonderful. Almost an indeterminable amount of information can be put there. But the problem is it's not under your control and it's not in your computer. And the cloud can be taken away at any time. And you need to think about what is happening with human technology, that it is going to destroy itself in the future because all of this is going to be digitized and electronicized. And one massive magnetic storm from God can shut the whole world down in an instant. And then we will have mass stupidity on a vast scale because people rely on these gadgets and these things. Number four, the next net. There's going to be a quantum networking. And early work is happening on a concept called quantum networking based on quantum physics, which involves quantum entanglement in which two particles are entangled, after which they can be separated by any distance. When one is changed, the other is also changed. Remote control. Now, remember when we talked about the mark of the beast, where they have a tattoo that they can put on now? Oh, it's just a simple thing. You can buy and sell and all those wonderful things. God says, don't take the mark of the beast. Because the truth of the matter is, if you do, you give up your free moral choices. And you will be controlled by this world technological power that is the exterior of what Satan is doing as he is the god of this world sitting on top of it, dispensing all this information. Number five, the world gets smaller. Here's what's happening. A smaller world also means faster information dissemination. Tweets from people in Japan during the recent earthquake were sent to followers even before the U.S. Geological Survey could issue its official tsunami warning to Alaska, Washington, Oregon, and California, says Evans. The capture and dissemination and consumption of events are going from near time, like you have on television breaking news, to real time. This, in turn, will drive more rapid influence over our cultures. Got you. All of this technology is not coming from God. While there may be some things which can be used for good, remember, Satan always promises good. Satan also promises life, but delivers destruction. Number six, the power of power. And it talks about having more solar energy. So we won't get into that one. Number seven, tea, Earl Grey hot. More items will move from physical to virtual. Now, what does that mean? Now, I had a person come up to me and say, in this bottle are some things which will help your health. And I said, well, what is it? He said, well, this is distilled water, and we've taken the electronic signature of various herbs, and we have transmitted those to the cells of the water. So now all you have to do is take this water, and this will be the same as taking the various herbs. That's virtual, not real. Today, we download e-books, movies, rather than bound books and DVDs. A technology called 3D printing will allow us to instantly manufacture any physical item from food to bicycles using printer technology. This is strikingly like the replicator concept of Star Trek. They're even going to try and print replacement organs. If your heart goes bad, we'll print you a new one. If your kidney goes bad, we'll print you a new one. Isn't that fine? And oh, by the way, if you get involved in this technology, we are working on how we can extend human life. Trend number eight, another family tree. Virtual humans, both physical robots and online avatars, will be added to the workforce. Already animated characters can recognize speech, convert text to speech, and have knowledge of previous encounters. What we're going to find is that these robots are going to be antiquated almost as soon as they get going, because there's going to be gene splicing, and there's going to be improvement of the human mind. They even now have a human being that was created by in vitro fertilization, where the baby that was born has two mothers. I wonder if that will lead to more than a split personality. So they expect by 2025 that the robot population will surpass the number of humans in the developed world by 2032. Robots will be mentally superior to human beings. Oh, aren't we nice? Yes. Okay, number nine, yes, there's a cure for that. We can use all the nano devices. We can replicate anything that there is. We can extend life, and we are approaching immortality. Number 10, human or Borg. And now they're bragging humans are entering a stage of self-designed evolution. And guess what? Recently on the History Channel, there was one of these futurists, and they were talking to him, and they were talking about evolution. And now they're denying evolution, the very thing that got them to this point, by saying that, do you suppose that space aliens genetically modified Neanderthals to become modern man? Where is all of this going? Well, it's kind of like that ad for Nationwide Insurance, where he comes in and says, well, if you don't have an accident for a year, then your deductible goes down, and the next year it goes down, the next year it goes down, and it shows the agent there with his phone all of a sudden disappearing. And that's a very good analogy to show what's going to happen to human beings if they follow this satanic way of doing things. So transhumanism is real. It involves all the futuristic technologies that we are doing today, and it's going to affect the human race. And it's going to be touted as the miracle. And we will see that now, because of these things, men are so exalted that they actually have a church of transhumanism. And that will blow your mind. So you need our book, Lord, What Should I Do? And you need to understand your Bible. You need to understand the Word of God, because we are living in times that knowledge is increasing so rapidly that unless Christ returns, surely it's going to be as he said, no flesh shall be saved alive. So once again, this is Fred Colter saying thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, so long, everyone.